From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today's subway bombing in Moscow prompted Russian President Vladimir Putin to call for international unity in fighting terrorism, what he called this plague of the 21st century. Putin was quick to blame Chechen separatists. Precise details, though, about who detonated the bomb and how are still unclear. The explosion took place at about 8:30 in the morning, rush hour in the Russian capital. It killed at least 39 people. More than 100 were wounded. Moscow's deputy mayor says the bomb contained the equivalent of 11 pounds of TNT. Investigators say it might have gone off prematurely before the bomber reached another target. Liam Plevin is a reporter for Newsday in Moscow. He says the blast came when the subway was traveling through one of the deepest tunnels of the Russian system.
Witnesses describe hearing a loud bang, there being a lot of smoke underground, and the train then came to a stop a short distance later. They cut off the electric current to the tracks so that it would be safe for people to evacuate the train, and got out through the tunnel, which was apparently quite dark, and got out and came above ground.
Is there any verification that this was, in fact, a suicide bomber?
The officials that are being cited generally are saying that that is a possibility, one that they are examining, but they have stopped short of saying definitively this was a suicide bomber. I think that the history of recent suicide bombings in Russia is probably one of the reasons that a lot of people's mind turned in that direction quite quickly. The history over the past 14 months or so has included a number of suicide bombings in Moscow and around Russia in general, including in Chechnya. And these bombings, most of them, as I said, suicide bombings, have killed over 300 people.
Liam, has anyone taken responsibility for this bombing, and is it definitively linked to Chechnya, or is that just the assumption based on past history there?
There is not, to the best of my knowledge, any direct or indirect claim of responsibility for today's bombing. I think that there is a general suspicion whenever something happens like this among many Russians that Chechen rebels are responsible. President Putin, in his comments today after the bombing, he called the bombing a big crime, and he cited the possibility that incidents like this could be used to be a lever for exerting pressure on the head of state. But he then went on to say that Russia has not and will not negotiate with terrorists, and he ended it by saying Russia doesn't conduct talks with terrorists, it destroys them.
Given the number of suicide bombings, including a number in Moscow now, there was one in December not far away from the Kremlin, how are Muscovites reacting to this spate of terror?
I haven't seen Muscovites in general acting differently in the sense of changing their routines. I'm sure there are people who've done it, but I don't get the sense that there is a mass alteration. I think it's worth, you know, looking at the range of places that have been hit in Moscow to get a sense of just how hard it would be to change your life so completely that there would be no danger. One of the attacks last summer occurred at a rock concert, an outdoor rock concert. Another attack occurred in December. An explosion occurred within sight of the Kremlin wall in downtown Moscow. There are only so many things that you can do shy of staying in your own home to avoid those kinds of incidents.
Well, Liam Plevin, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you so much.
Liam Plevin reports for Newsday from Moscow.